But when we started to leave from Auchenstein going to Berlin, we went had to drive up to Stuttgart, and we got to put all this stuff on an airplane. And although I've used half of the stuff, I mean, I'm way overweight. They won't let me take it without paying for it. And I thought, well, how much do you charge? Well, these three or four extra little boxes, they wanted $500 and something.
$6.25.
Oh, $506.25. She still remembers down to the penny. And guess what I did? Oh, did I grumble? I can't believe you want $500 to ship this from here. I mean, I couldn't believe it. The tickets didn't cost that much for Cheryl and I. But to carry the boxes cost $500.
But you paid it.
I paid it. Yes, I paid it. I didn't like paying it, but I paid it. Didn't have no alternative. But I'm walking down the corridor, and I'm up in front. Cheryl's behind me, and I said, I can't believe these people charge me this much money. And she said, when's the last time you read Philippians 2:14? Ooh, I didn't want to hear that. Ooh, you know, when somebody corrects you, especially your wife, you don't want to hear that, do you? Oh, us guys. So I went to the gate and I sat down. She said, well, I'm going to go get me some ice cream. Do you want some? I said, no. Rarely do I ever turn down ice cream, but I did that day. I was so upset that I had to pay $500. Oh, what did happen?
At the church when you told the story, what did two people do?
I don't remember. What happened?
Two people gave checks that paid the entire money.
Oh, yes. Oh, Lord, forgive me for that. When we got back, I had forgotten that. When we got back, this is awesome. When we got back, I told that story in church. And there was two separate people wrote a check and said, for your additional money to pay for your shipping, $500. Each one of them wrote a check for $500. I thought, God, are you more than good? I mean, here I did all that grumbling and complaining, and I'm just seeing the king say, you know, you should obey me and do what I say, and I'd have probably paid you triple. But even out of my grumbling and complaining, he paid me back double. I thought, is God good or is he good?
Amen.
If we would only do it his way, right? Amen. Oh, if we would only do it God's way. He is so good. But, I mean, I know, I hate to say this, but I know none of y'all are like Cheryl and I. None of y'all ever grumble and complain about nothing, do you?
I'm chief of it.
Now, I mean, if God says do all things without murmuring and complaining or disputing, why do we grumble and complain so much? We forget, don't we? It's so easy to forget. Well, do you think that'll bring sickness and disease upon your body? Absolutely it will. If God told you not to do it, I mean, somebody said, well, he said, thou shalt not commit adultery. I would never think about adultery. Well, in God's sight, sin is sin, isn't it? You would never think about adultery. But grumbling and complaining, oh, well, that's okay. But in God's sight,
the next time it's going to happen, so you won't do it again.
I think you don't think that in the Bible.
Do what, ma'am?
I think sometimes we don't think that it's in the Bible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, we read this, but it you know what happens when you come to this? Your little enemy. Yeah. I'll tell you what your enemy does to you. Just before you get to Philippians 2, when he sees you're fixing to get there, he starts putting a thought in your mind. You know, you need to go wash the dishes. You need laundry to be done. And so naturally your mind's running, thinking, I need to do laundry or washing. And you get past this. And then he says, whew, I got to pass that. Yeah, so you didn't remember it at all.
No, didn't even notice.
Didn't even know it was there. I mean, lots of Christians do this. Now, if you really want to get the context of God's Word, when you sit down with God's Word, the first thing you do, you take authority over the enemy and demand that he get out of your house. How much power do you have over the enemy? Now, see, here's some good things. We've been talking about things that make us sick and things we're not supposed to do. But let me flip you over to Luke 10, 19, and 20, and let me show you what Jesus said He's given you under the new covenant. Let me show you the power He's given you in Luke 10, 19, and 20. We fail to realize who we are and what we can do as sons of God. You know, we're not just nobodies as children of the King. We're somebody. We're joint heirs with the King. And all these promises over the devil belong to you and me. Jesus said in Luke 10, 19, and 20, He says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the serpent or the devil and his scorpions or his demons and over all the power of the enemy." Now, if you got power over all the power of the enemy, how much power does the enemy have over you?
If you don't let him.
If you don't let him. That's right. That's what I said a while ago when he slithers under that black mantle of you and starts whispering those things in your ear. As long as you go along with him, he's got all kinds of power.
Yeah. Now see, when I came in here, he was making me real sleepy. And I prayed to God and I said, "God, don't let him do this to me. Open my eyes and my heart so I can
Amen.
Get the message." And I'm wide awake.
And you're wide awake. But you know what the Lord's telling you? I have given you power over him already. You tell him what to do.
I did.
Amen. So that's what you need to do. Whenever the enemy comes upon you, that's just like sickness and disease. When the enemy comes upon you, all you need to do is say, "Lord, I don't know where I missed it, but I repent. Lord, whatever I did wrong, I repent. Now then, enemy, I demand in the name of Jesus that you get out of my life." And you can see yourself get well a lot quicker. Because look what he says. Jesus is speaking, "Behold, I, Jesus, give unto you," put your name right there, "power." Actually, the word in the King James, the word there that's translated power, it's really authority. That's the actual word, because right down here where it says over all the power of the enemy, in our word language, both those powers are the same, but in the Greek, they're two different words. But "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread on the devil and his demons and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Is that an awesome promise from our King?
Wonderful.
And then look what he says in the next verse. "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, that the spirits or the evil spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." In other words, you don't have to rejoice because when you tell the devil to do something, he has to do it. Providing you're not in sin. Now, if you're in sin, you don't have to obey. I mean, if you're living, if you've just been grumbling and complaining, and you're just fussing about everything, and the devil throws that black mantle over you and starts putting something strep throat on you, and you say, "Oh, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, get out of my throat." He says, "Woman, I have legal right to be here." You say, "You're a liar." He said, "No, I ain't lying. I have legal right to be here." Why did he have legal right to be under there with you? What had you just been doing? Grumbling and complaining. Did the Lord tell you not to grumble and complain? So since you were grumbling and complaining, what do you do that with? Your mouth. So he's under there putting strep throat on you. Yeah. See? You tell him to go away. He said, "No," he laughs at you. Absolutely. So you say, "Lord, I'm sorry, I was grumbling and complaining. Lord, I promise you, if you'll help me, I won't ever do that again." That's going to be a mouthful too, right? That's a real mouthful for all of us. Because it's so easy to grumble and complain. It's so easy to grumble and complain. I mean, this is something I have to fight all the time. But I'm no different than you are. You know, you have to fight grumbling and complaining. It's so easy to grumble. I mean, your maid does something you don't like. That's life. You know, I mean, he's a man, if you hadn't figured that out yet. He's a man and you're a woman. Just like my honey buddy told me yesterday. She said, "Most of the time, honey, I just love you, but every once in a while I just want to get you." Do you reckon maybe I'm probably a normal man? How many of you girls in here, there's been times when you wanted to get your husband, huh? Don't hold your hand up. Because, see, that would be sin. Whenever I upset her, guess what I'm doing? I'm sinning.
Right.
When she wants to get me, guess what she's doing? She's sinning. You know, that's why we need to walk in love, like God says. But we're human beings. You know, we're humans. And we that's a battle we fight all of our life. Isn't that right, young lady? Sure. You'll have this trouble. So, it says, but in here, nevertheless, or notwithstanding in this, you don't have to rejoice that the spirits are subject unto you. So if the spirits are subject unto you, if Jesus gave you power over all the power of the enemy, who is it that has to tell him what to do? You. You tell the enemy what to do. Now then, as long as he's got legal right in your life because of sin, he will not obey you. He's going to obey God's word, which has authority over you. But if you don't have any sin in your life, you're walking holy, then this beast, if he comes by your house to test you or tempt you, you don't have to go there with him. Now, when he come to Adam and Eve, did he come to Eve before she had sinned? Did he? Yes. He came and he threw that little black mantle over her head and crawled under her with her and said, Eve, did God really say you can't eat of any of the fruit of the garden? Is that what God said?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what God said at all.
Yeah.
God says we can eat of any of the fruit of the garden except one. And then she said, we're not to touch that. No, he didn't say that either. He didn't say nothing about touching it. He said, don't eat it. Now, I can tell you, the husband's the one told her, don't touch it. Because, see, he's the one. See, God came to him and told him, Adam, I'm putting you in charge of the family. Now, see, this garden, I've made it for you, and all the fruit out there, you can have all you want to, except that one tree right in the middle. Don't you eat of that tree. If you do, you're going to die. So Adam come to his wife and said, honey, you see that tree right in the middle? God told me we can eat anything out there we want to. But that tree in the middle, don't you look at it. Don't you touch it. And don't you eat it. See, he was trying to go overboard. He didn't want her to even get close to that tree.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.